Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Field Farm.
Going into Week 16 of the season, perhaps it's time we temper our expectations of the Packers' offense. This is not the high-scoring juggernaut we've come to expect. There's nothing pretty about a trip to the Black Hole in Oakland, California. And the same goes for the Packers' 30-20 victory there last Sunday.
The season-long malady for the Green Bay offense has been third downs, even third and short. On third and 4 yards or less, the Packers converted only once in five tries. Further illustration of Green Bay's struggles came in the fourth quarter. The Packers started drives at the Oakland 36, 16, and 35-yard line. All they managed was a field goal, an interception in the red zone, and a blocked field goal. Of late, the defense has been getting gashed for explosive plays. The Raiders hit them for six plays of 20 yards or more, including a go-ahead score midway through the third quarter on this play from quarterback Derek Carr to wide receiver Amari Cooper for a 20-17 advantage. It was gut check time for the struggling Packers in the black hole, and they got the jolt they needed from Jeff Janis on a 47-yard kickoff return. It took quarterback Aaron Rodgers and his offense just three plays to get up off the mat, finding former Raider wide receiver James Jones on a 30-yard touchdown reception to give the Packers a lead they would never relinquish. For Green Bay, a seventh consecutive playoff berth in a season that has gone anything but according to plan.
Pretty or not, the Packers have won three in a row. They've clinched a playoff berth. But are they an ascending team, and can they play with the best in the NFC? We'll find out Sunday when they take on the high-flying Cardinals in Arizona. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.